Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The D-Man has arrived. Mikey V has arrived. If you can, folks, take that time. Just take a second. Hit that subscribe button. It's helping. We're on our way. We're close. Do we know what subs we're at there, guys?
I think we're closing in on 90.
Not many.
That's good.
I think we're at 85, Joe. Over 85.
I'm gonna look right now.
If we get to 100,000 subs, Joey D has agreed to release a sportsman episode. So if we get to 100,000,
we're at 85.6.
And I'll tell you this: I will be on that sportsman episode. I will join Joseph D to do a special episode if we hit 100.
For those who don't know, that was the podcast that Joe and Tick was doing. That really had some good
Mikey did too.
Going. Mikey did it too. Was that the start of when you guys stopped? Was when Mikey stopped?
They went with Jet for a while after.
Yeah,
that.
We did a little bit, but Jet was not fully committed. And the thing is that
you know what, Dickie Gass may have a point about Jet, man. He may have a point. Between the fantasy and the sportsman, I mean, look. What are we doing?
He's not a fantasy guy. You know, his point is he's like, why would I care about what I could win in an entire 6 months when I could win that in a day?
I fully, fully understand that. And that is why I'm only in two leagues and I will never join another one ever again for the rest of my life. I closed down my own league. I used to commission a league. I'm done with it. But then you don't play. You simply
It's about
don't
pride.
Play.
It's about the pride.
You don't play because what ends up happening is if you're matched up against a guy like that week, you love it because you love it. But if you're in a fight for a playoff spot, you hate it because then the guy who goes against him is getting an easy W.
What bothers
Bob
me?
Always cares.
I really do. I really
he does.
I
Bob's
care.
Very good about the league. Bob's yeah, very good about the league.
Because I love the shit talk. Like I love like it's all against our friends. It's all against people from the show. People get to watch and track how we're doing. I find it to be very fun. I really do.
It is fun, but I tell you the chat is a bloodbath this year because of the Perez stuff. I mean, it's gotten uncomfortable in there. Like I don't even say anything in there. It's just so uncomfortable.
And that's
it's just
the problem. It's,
do you think he's gonna do it? Do you think he's gonna do it?
No.
You don't think he's gonna do it?
No.
He said
and,
he was
and honestly, by the time he does, who's gonna give a shit, to be honest? Like I mean, it will be good, it'll be funny, but like I'm not going to say anything about it. At this point, I'm just like, I don't, whatever. It is what it is.
I just want the fear in there of like that fear that I had when I was about to be last of not wanting to do the pancake challenge. As much as it sucked, like it was a rush because it's like, holy shit. Palpable. Yeah, you don't want to be last. So I just want that rush back. So we'll see. Again, every time we say it, we're like, oh, me and Joe, we keep talking about it. But my dad got me a guy through his softball team that's going to set us up at the comedy club. So we're going to go do the stand up and get it done with.
When is that happening?
I'm talking to the guy about them. The guy's like, you know, he's like, if you could sell X amount of tickets. And I was like, to be honest, like, I don't want to do like a whole comedy.
No tickets. Night. We're not going to be the main show.
Oh, I disagree.
Know. We're not going up there. We're going to be a side.
You're a side show and the main show, Joseph. I disagree. I want to know when you're doing it because I may fly down. I swear on my life. If it's an available day, I will fly down to watch you do stand up specifically, Joe. And I will be heckling, but I'll also be supporting. Very much. I'll be supporting.
Joel,
I need to know. I need to know.
The biggest favor I've ever asked from you. There's been many, but you have to let me go first. Like you have to let me get out of the way. I
let
just
them warm
get
the
done.
Crowd up, Joe.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Let me get them going. I want to get out of the way. I want to sit down right in my seat next to Michael, and I just want to buckle up.
It's going to be easy for Bob. He probably even has an old routine that he can go look back on.
100%.
I mean, it's just like it's
Yeah, but
like
Joe, it's just there's no bad result for you out of this. It's going to be great. If you tank, it's going to be hysterical. If you're actually good, that's just a plus. It's just a plus. There's no bad outcome for you in this scenario. I
beg to
differ. I don't agree. I mean, he could really
the guy's not trying to be a stand-up comedian. Like that's
no,
not his, you know
but
what I mean?
They've already he's already got, you know, it could be. I see what you're saying. I do, but like if he really, really flops, it
See,
you
the
know.
Thing that would be interesting is like the crowd. Would there be people that know us coming, or would it be strangers? Because then it's a very different.
You're right.
It's a very different dynamic. If people who know me see me going up there, they might find it funny just because I'm uncomfortable and they know me and they know the
yes.
situation. If
yes.
it's random people, like elderly people or whatever, who know what's going on.
You don't think elderly people find you funny, Joe? You don't think older people find you funny? I think honestly, I think that's probably your best demographic, the elderly, because they like you are very much unfiltered.
Maybe.
I think they would appreciate your unfiltered comedy.
I don't even know what I would do or say.
I
don't think I
would
prepare.
Can you give us 2 minutes?
If you put up one story, people are going to come.
I know.
If you advertise it on your stories, you're going to get a lot of people that know you guys to come. You got to throw up one story. That's it. It's over.
Well, that's why I think it's better if it's a random.
I think if you do impromptu and you don't tell people, it's a lot harder to captivate the crowd.
That'll be interesting. That
Mikey,
would be interesting.
Is that the Nantucket drink?
The what?
What is that? What is that drink?
It's a Waterloo seltzer.
Oh, yeah. In Nantucket, they have a drink that looks just like that. It's called like a Nantucket Blue.
What is it, alcoholic?
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Bob, it's 9 a.m. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
I didn't
not,
think about that. I see
you're having a little beverage. Bob, I got to get some of those. I haven't had one yet.
Oh, you haven't had the vices.
Not the vice. I need the vice.
Amazing.
I've heard. I need
this
a vice.
This is our best flavor. The
they're
Brilliant Dumb
by
Show.
By far the best.
I got to get it.
The Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Drink Have a Day, the Miami Vice, drinkhaveaday.com to look in your local stores. Bro, anytime I put up a Have a Day drink, people or a promo, I get ripped. Like, Bob, we need it. We need it, which is good, but we just got to keep it rolling. So we're going state by state, and we're trying to get out as fast as we can. The demand's there, which is really good. So it's been going really good. But get the drink, have a day. We will get the Miami Vices to you. They're unbelievable. Are you gonna? I know D's in. Are you gonna invest into the bagel shop? The bagel shop's happening.
Yeah, I told you yes.
Yeah.
Bob, there is nothing left on this planet if Bob's going to get involved in financially that I won't get my paws on, because it's a dumb move to stay out, man. It's just a dumb move to stay
Could
out.
Could you
so,
imagine
yeah,
if you willingly?
Yeah.
Could you imagine knowing that you had an opportunity to get involved and you willingly didn't?
Yeah,
and
no.
then it's like the biggest
no.
franchise
yeah,
inside
no.
of the Mississippi.
No, everybody and their mother will have a fucking Bob's bagel in their mouth by the end of the next fiscal year. So,
you know,
it's a must.
You know, it really pissed me off. And like, look, I respect the game. I do. Like, it's a hustler thing to do. Also kind of a scumbag thing to do. The second that I said we're going to be doing Bob Does Bagels, all of a sudden, Bob Does Bagels follows me on Twitter. Bob Does Bagels follows me on Instagram. I hit up the guys that were doing the bagel shop with. I was like, did you guys create this? They're like, no. Some guy got the website. He got, and now he's going to want money from
that
it.
That is fucking
crazy.
Yeah, you got so well. I mean,
so just change the name then. Go Bobby's Bagels.
But
Fuck
Bob
em.
Does Bagels gets like that. If you
I
know,
think
you know.
Bob's, I think Bob's Bagels is better.
Bob, you just change like the O to a zero or something. I don't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, or Bob dot does. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, you don't let this guy win. You don't pay this guy.
By the way,
a scumbag. That's a scumbag move.
You think
I
so?
Tried to get
yeah,
Joey
that's not
Cole
a hustler
touch.
Move. It's a
scumbag.
It's a scumbag. Move yeah
okay.
yeah
some guys like I try to get the original Joey Cold Cuts like the handle on Instagram. It's like this guy who doesn't ever go on Instagram. I've hit him up multiple times. Ticket was like, you should video call him. I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna video
this
call
a-
him on Instagram to say, hey, by the way, I'm the real Joey Cold Cuts. Stand up. Give me your fucking handle, you know? Like, what am I gonna do?
This is a fascinating subject, honestly, because I've looked into, I wanted to just be cuz at one point, C-U-Z. And you know, I swear to God, and you know who has it on Instagram? It's like like this Japanese photographer who just takes pictures of plants, and his Instagram handle CUZ, because it's so bizarre if you look it up. And
yeah,
so
they probably don't even go on.
No, he's on there. He's taking these incredible pictures. He takes incredible pictures.
Has he responded to you?
I don't think he speaks English, Joe. He's like straight up Japanese.
Well, do a translation. Translated to Japanese.
I don't think he's going to give it up. I just have a feeling he doesn't care about me or anything. So, yeah.
Dude, that's fascinating. That's amazing.
Because.
Yeah, I just want to because, you know.
No more bear down.
Yeah, well, go.
No, I was going to switch subjects, so go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Quince. If you don't know that, okay? Our friends over at Quince, as the weather cools, I'm swapping in the pieces. Yeah, it's Quince, Joe.
That got us
Quince.
Banned. That literally
yeah,
that
we'll
got us
banned.
Banned three times.
Banned.
Like they wouldn't have ads.
They
on
wouldn't let you do
times.
The ad reads for Quince anymore, Joe.
Tell us about Quince.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about Quince, a great sponsor of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show. Quince, as the weather cools, I'm swapping in the pieces that actually get the job done. Warm, durable, and built to last. And Quince delivers every single time with wardrobe staples that'll carry you through the season, okay? Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere. Now, if a guy I ever met that would wear Mongolian cashmere, it's that man to the bottom of your screen, Mr. Joseph DeMar, loves himself some Mongolian cashmere, okay? From just $60, classic fit denim, real leather, outdoor wool that looks sharp and holds up. I got my eyes personally on this suede trucker jacket. Looks incredible, unbelievable. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top
That's
artisans,
nice.
Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/dumb for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too, Joseph.
That's nice.
quince.com/dumb free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dumb.
I gotta get through this one. The Brilliant Numbers was also brought to you by the fine folks over at Tushy bidets are unbelievable. Men will laugh about farts until the day we die.
Amen.
But the second we need to talk to a doctor about our bottom half, we clam up. Bidets normalize talking about your bottom wealth and your bottom health.
Old sphincter.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the fine folks over at Tushy's. Bidets are absolutely unbelievable, and Tushy is the everyday luxury bidet that instantly transforms your bathroom. Man, we are going to get plastered, dude. Your bathroom habits. And 99% of people who wash with Tushy Wave feel cleaner and fresher after going to the bathroom. Tushy has you taken covered. Remember, a-hole is only a dirty word if you wipe. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when you use code Brilliantly. Brilliantly at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at hellotushy.com with promo code Brilliantly. That's promo code Brilliantly. The bidets are terrific. They sent a bidet. I got to get a bidet.
You got one?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Everybody laughs at a bidet until the thought and the process of a bidet until you use one and you're like, whoa.
Because honestly, there are shits you take where it's like, there's nothing I can do to fully get it off. I'd argue the same thing for pisses. You ever gone to take a piss? You ever gone to take a piss and it just drips, and no matter what you do, you're going to get a drip in your boxers?
You're going to fucking an exploding piss that just goes everywhere? That's tough.
No.
Never had that?
An exploding piss?
Like when you come to take a piss and it flies out on all angles.
Well,
like,
I mean, that happens, though, after certain situations.
Yeah, after some, some certain, fine times in the bedroom. You know what I'm talking about, Mikey? You trying to take a piss?
Exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Trying to take a piss after sex. Your piss goes everywhere.
Right, but the frame of reference, you have to watch the YouTube for Joe to talk about that with his teeth missing, and he goes, "Those fine times." Like it's fucking hysterical.
But the bottom line is, you got to get Tushy. Great, great bidet. Yeah. Use promo code Brilliantly. Yeah. Back to the bagel shop, though. The bagel shop is these guys are – Mikey, I mean, you're in the Jersey area. Obviously, getting to Randolph's a little bit different. These guys have arguably the most successful diner in all of New Jersey. They've gotten it so big to where they do weddings at the diner.
Yeah, I
There's
mean,
like a
that's.
full bar. People go to watch like UFC at this diner.
Yeah.
And then across from the diner, they have a bagel shop. They have a dry cleaners. Like, they are very good at what they do. They opened a bagel shop in Delray. There is no thick bagel in
Right.
New Jersey. I mean, in
Florida.
Jupiter. Yeah. Florida, yes. Like Boca, yes. But Jupiter itself, Joe,
Your
you've had a
area.
lot of the bagels. Yeah,
Yeah.
there's nothing that comes close to the thick Jersey
Yeah.
bagel.
When you told me that they were involved in it, that's really what sealed the deal for me. Because if it was like just Bob trying to make bagels out of nowhere, that would have been slightly
Oh,
concerning. Although I probably still would have went in on it because
no.
somehow the kid would have probably created the best bagel known to
Yeah.
man. That's just what it is. But yeah, I mean, I don't think people really like understand what the diner scene in New Jersey is
Yeah.
like. Like there are diners in New Jersey that are like they're like nightclubs. Like it's insane what the diners are like in New Jersey. And the best thing about it,
Nightclubs.
yeah, like people go there, like it's like people get dressed up. Like it's
For a diner?
yeah. Like there's this diner in East Newark, it's called Tops Diner.
Yeah, I know
And
Tops.
it is like going to like they must have put I don't know how many millions of dollars into this place, and it's like going into like a nightclub, like a club restaurant slash restaurant, full bar, beautiful place, like everything done to the nines. Like it's wild. Like you need a reservation to get breakfast there. It's crazy. It's just crazy. But that's Jersey,
I
man.
heard
Yeah.
wasn't Anthony Bourdain met talks somebody in the food industry was talking about diners. He said the beautiful thing about diners is it doesn't matter how much money you make. Like some restaurants, you know, if you have high-end people make a lot of money. It doesn't matter. You have people of all walks of life that when they go to the diner, you know you're going to get a good price and also that it's going to be good. It doesn't matter who you are, really, how much money you make. Everybody goes to diners. Diners are special.
They are. And the other thing about diners that are so special is like you could walk in there 7 o'clock at night on a Thursday and have a full breakfast. Or you could walk in there at 7 a.m. on a Friday and have a full lunch or dinner. It's just it's crazy what diners are able to do. It's
So
crazy.
let me ask you something, Pete. Maybe you would know this, okay? If I
Yeah.
said, like, all right, I want to be able to say to these guys, I'm talking, so they're flying in next week and we're going scout, and I'm going to show them what's considered the best bagel joints in Jupiter, and then we're going to go to their restaurant in Delray so they could show me the bagels there. If I said to them, like if I held them, because for the lunch we talked about, we want to do a lunch, 7 a.m., 2 p.m., close at 2 p.m.,
Yeah.
but I want to have a Caesar wrap with like chopped salads,
You have to.
yeah,
You have to.
for the show,
You have to.
and then also I do want to try and do a cheesesteak. If I handed
Smash
them,
burger would hit too.
I agree, I do agree, but Pete, if I showed them the Angelo's cheesesteak and said, make me something as close to this as possible. Would they be able to do, like, what makes that so hard
Well, I think
to
the
do?
semolina bread that they bake every day is probably the biggest. That to me is you don't see that. Like when we went there, when we went to Angelo's, the only time I went, we got the last ones. And when they're done, they're done. They don't make any more. They do a fresh batch
Right.
every day, and that's it. When they're gone, they're gone. So there's like already like this craze, like people want to get them because they know they're limited. When you have something that's limited, people want it, especially if it's good. It makes it more enticing. So that to me is the first thing. The second thing is I don't know, like I've never seen like in the Philly area they use like the Cooper Sharp, like,
Yeah.
and they have also the Cheese Whiz, but the quality of this cheese that they use is unlike anything I've ever had anywhere else. And I don't know if that's just because of the area where they get it from and how I don't know. I'm not a cheesesteak connoisseur, so I don't know if it's kind of like the New York bagels with the water or if it's something that you can replicate. I don't know, but I do think they do take a lot of pride in the product that they put out there, and they do. Now, I will say this, Bradley Cooper's replicated it and he worked with
Well,
the owner of
yeah.
Angelo's and they opened up his own spot in New York and apparently it's just as good. So if he can do it, it's definitely possible, but I don't know if it's just like stuff like that, you got to just get good product. You can't.
I think it all starts where you started your whole
The
spiel
bread.
there, Joe, with the
Yeah.
bread. And if you don't have the right water and you can't replicate that bread, It's going to be tough. I mean, that is the whole thing. I think these guys are going to tell you the same thing, Bob. They need the right water. You got to have the right
So
water to make that dough, to make that bread. No pun intended.
that's what they say.
The Spiropoulos family has actually told me it's when you get on a call with them, you talk to the whole family.
That's
You know,
wild. Yeah.
that you talk to the whole family.
That's
And
awesome.
the Spiropoulos family married into the Demopoulos family. So every time
Come
my
on,
dad,
man. Come
that's
on,
serious. So every time my dad goes to say hello to them, he can't
man.
remember the names. So he's
I mean,
getting
how
everybody's names
can
wrong.
you? That's
Crazy.
crazy.
Yeah.
Spemidopoulos.
The Demopoulos married into the Spiropoulos. So a lot of the Spiropoulos, two people from the Demopoulos are married to the Spiropoulos. I swear
Oh,
to God.
God.
I
And they live
swear to
in the
God.
metropolis.
There's a
Jesus, man.
family, it called the Metropolis family in Randolph as well.
Oh,
It's crazy.
my
Come
God.
Yeah,
What
no, my guy, I
a
swear,
lot of
swear.
Greeks. That's a lot of Greeks.
The
Joe, you
Greeks and the
know.
diners, I mean, that's the way it is, man.
Correct.
That's their wheelhouse.
Is it
And
really?
funny enough,
Yes, every diner's owned by
my
Greeks.
dad sold the food to Randolph Diner. So it all comes in full circle. Joe,
Okay.
you've met Dimitri. We lived in Vegas.
I've been in Vegas with Dimitri.
Yeah, great guy.
Really nice
So
guy. I
yeah,
messaged
since you
him after the
mentioned.
show, after we talked about it last, and he said he's very excited. So
Yeah, they're in.
you know the smartest thing you can do, Bob, just not even about restaurants. You buy you find the building and you buy the plot, like where the restaurant goes, and then you own that for life. And then no matter what restaurant comes and goes or what happens, you are the landlord. They pay rent, and you are that is the smartest thing to do, I think,
He's
in you know,
right. He's
on
right.
top of like owning a restaurant, if you own like the location, then even if say, and I'm not saying this would ever happen because I think it would be a massive hit, but say you tried to start a restaurant or somebody came in and you wanted to get in and it doesn't work, you still own the land. So someone else is going to come in and buy that or rent from you. So no matter
Sure.
what business that you have,
He's right.
that is the way to be
Very
really
smart,
successful.
Joseph. Very
What did they
smart.
say to the McDonald's guy? They said,
You're in the real estate
you're
business.
not in the hamburger business. You're in the real estate business.
Let me tell you about another business that you want to be in. All right. The
Tell us.
mattress business.
Great
And
business.
speaking of good mattresses, if you're in the market for a good one, you got to go on over and check out Ghost Bed. All right. Ghost Bed is a family-run mattress company created by experts who've been in the business not just for
Yeah.
years. We're talking decades, all right? 10 years ago, they launched Ghost Bed to bring premium mattresses straight to customers without the crazy markup. Now, Ghost Bed is celebrating 10 years of helping people sleep better. That's very important. You gotta sleep well. If you don't sleep well, you can't do anything. It starts with a good night's sleep. Every Ghost Bed mattress is designed with premium materials and proven cooling technology. So you don't wake up sweating at 3 a.m. Plus, they're made to last and backed by a 20 to 25 year warranty. Right now, during Ghost Bed's 10-year anniversary sale, you can get 25% off site wide for a limited time. Just go to ghostbed.com/dumb and use promo code DUMB at checkout. That's ghostbed.com/dumb. Promo code DUMB. Upgrade your sleep with Ghost Bed, the makers of the coolest beds in the world. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're actually the last thing on Bob Does Bagels is we're looking at next week an old Wendy's, a Wendy's that didn't make it.
Oh,
So that
yeah.
would be you. They got the
How the fuck
roots.
does a Wendy's not make it?
Yeah,
I
that's
know.
tough.
How the fuck does a Wendy's not
And then we
make it?
got to decide, do you do the drive-through? I'm very excited about it. You know what I mean? And
Wow,
I'll see.
yeah,
I
that's a
don't
big
a
decision too.
drive-through.
I
Yeah. I
don't
don't
know.
need to do a
I don't know
drive-through.
of any bagel places in Jersey that have a drive-through though.
I know.
I don't
I
know of
know.
any. I
Bob
mean,
would
I listen.
revolutionize the.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think it's a
Yeah.
bad
Kind
idea.
of a
I just
nice
wonder
idea.
why no places have it. The
Yeah.
Metropolis, Depopolis, they'll know the answer. They'll know the answer to that
Yeah.
question because I'd be curious to ask them. I'd be like, why do you think that is? Because in Jersey, legitimately, there's a million. Bob, how many bagel places in New York?
Oh, yeah, like pizza
I don't
places.
think I've ever seen one with a drive-through. I
I
don't think I've ever
know.
seen it.
It's interesting.
It
It
is interesting.
might complicate things. Look, I think a lot of the process wise, PDD can come in and fucking, really shake some things up
Oh, he's a
process
shaker,
wise.
Bob. He's a
Yeah.
shaker.
I would want my paws on it a little bit now with them with a family like that who knows what
What?
my paw I would
What?
want my paws on it. You know, like I would
Oh, you
want
want
to
to get
get
your
my
hands
Yeah, I want to get my
yeah.
hands a little dirty, but now a family like that, they know
A
what they're doing.
little
I'm
though.
not here to like shake up things, but like I love doing a good competitive analysis, looking at the other spots in the local area, doing price analyzing and seeing what different spots are charging. You know, that's how you really find yourself and really centralize a good market. Right? It's not,
Like
you
a
know,
good,
it's
like a
small.
good, like a good SWOT analysis, right,
That's
Joseph?
exactly it.
Okay.
All right. I
Bob, do you
like
know what
that.
SWOT analysis? Never mind. This isn't the Ask Bob
We
segment
do
right now.
have a
So
good segment coming up.
you
We
do
have
have
a
a hell of a
lot.
segment for
Now,
people.
should this take over for the Ask Bob?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
So, Mikey, is he ready? Can we bring in Dom for the challenge?
I'll text
Wow.
her, yeah.
Take some time because I'm gonna get Lambs on here. I gotta win today, boys.
I gotta win today, dude. Fuck your win. I gotta win. I'm
I
facing. Are
am
you smarter than a
down.
fifth
Are you
grader
talking about
against
the
a?
top five, Joe?
No.
Oh. Oh,
I'm talking
gambling?
about just
Please.
winning. Oh,
Yeah,
please,
we
bro.
all look. We're
By the
all in.
way, Mikey, I will say that jersey, very nice. The
Cool. I love his
they're
Devils.
on a
NHL
they are on a
jerseys. Yeah,
roll,
they're
the
playing great.
Devils.
Yeah.
But
But
Mikey, that's gotta be that jersey's gotta be so uncomfortable if you don't have
No,
anything
it's
under.
awesome. Oh,
Really?
I have a tank top under it. You don't want to see what it is.
Capone, Capone.
Yeah, he'll level your basement. You get a tank top out of it anyway, at least. So
Did
that's
he
good.
hear that? Did we get in trouble the last
Ah, no.
episode?
Paul is a good sport, man.
Well,
He's a good
yeah, he
sport.
is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I haven't
Like
talked to
a
him.
terrible contractor, but a good sport.
He's a
Yeah.
good
No, he's a
No,
good.
he's
I'm
good.
joking.
Guy
I'm
puts
joking.
together a good fucking, what do you call it? Those onesie, what do you call those? The
Tank top?
singlets.
Yeah.
The singlets.
A
Mikey
tank
loves a
top.
good
Yeah.
single.
By the
Yeah, I
way,
do. I love tank tops.
he's a friend of the program. There was
A
one
hundred percent.
mistake.
A
He, we,
hundred
we
percent.
love Paul.
Yeah.
I will say as well, though, the hockey jerseys, the new ones, the Fanatic ones,
They're
they're very
great.
comfortable
They're
and they're
so
not
comfortable.
too big and like bulky like the old hockey.
Hey,
Hello,
Getting so
Dom.
big, man.
Dom, hey, wearing the Yankees shirt, it like upsets me to see. He deserves better. Dom, what do you think about the Yankees season?
Good.
Yeah, I thought we had an okay
Yeah.
season. Are you ready to go? Do you feel good, Dom?
Yep.
Okay,
Wow.
all
All
right.
business today from our friend Dom.
He won the last one handedly. Remember, Dom, even if it doesn't go great today, which I think it will, you won big last
Big.
time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You
Oh.
remember
Look at the
how?
head of hair on that kid, too.
Yeah,
My
it's
God, yeah, it
amazing.
must be nice.
Dom,
Wow.
you remember how big you won the last one?
No.
You killed me. You crushed
No.
me. You
It
crushed
was
me on,
a
remember?
bloodbath.
Yeah, on the States. And okay, so we have Lambs in here too. So Dom,
Morning, morning.
do you know what we're doing here today? Yeah, so we're gonna
He
be
knows
doing.
that there's gonna be some questions he's gotta answer, yes.
Okay, and Dom, if you get them wrong, not a problem. I'm gonna get some wrong too. Th
Oh,
these
Bob's
are
gonna get a lot wrong.
yeah, these are fifth grade questions. You're in f what grade are you in, Dom?
First.
You're in first
Wow.
grade. So if you get some of the wrong, you get some of them wrong. That's okay. If you get them right, it's really impressive. Bone, how do you want to run the game here? It's going to be me versus Dom. Do we each get five questions?
Yeah, that's the plan. I have seven total, but I think we do
Okay.
five and we just go back and
Five.
forth.
Okay, and just point for point.
Yeah,
Okay,
yep.
and
We'll see who has
then
most points at the end.
Dom, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Dom.
Do you want to go first or second, Dom?
First.
You want to go first.
Wow,
Okay.
like that. I
He
like
wants
that a
to
lot.
set the tone. All right, let's get down to business. Bob versus Dom. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? This is going to be tough.
All right,
Cue the
Dom,
music.
cue the music. Can you tell me where the Statue of Liberty originally came from?
France.
Wow. Whoa!
Oh.
One for one from Mr. Dom
For the record, I would have got that. I
Giannotti.
would have got
You
that.
would have got that, Bob?
100%.
Okay, good.
Yes,
Okay, all
yes.
right.
All right,
The
Dom, you're
OG
one
Burley
point on
Dump
the
fans
board.
know. Wasn't that a question way back in the day that we did? For you, Bob?
There was something along the Statue of Liberty lines.
Yeah, there's
Great
something
job.
along those lines.
Dom, that's a great
Did you
job,
just
man.
fart?
No.
Oh, yeah, it was me. Sorry. All
Good
right,
job.
Bob's turn.
Good job, Dom.
All right. We're going to start off with a little math here for you, Bob. What is the
Oh.
square root of 81?
Now, don't answer. It's Uncle Bob's
Don't say
turn.
anything.
Nine.
Oh!
Correct.
All right, Bobby. That would have been a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 1-1. It's a good game. It's a good match, Dom.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot better. It's going a lot better than the States so far for Bob. That's for sure.
All right, Dom. What is the tallest building in the world?
Burj Khalifa.
And where is that, Dom?
Dubai.
How tall is it? Do you know how tall it is?
Oh, he doesn't.
No, no way.
There's no way.
How many feet?
No.
If you don't know, it's okay.
Michael, that's insane to ask him that. There's no way. I mean, he already got the location and the building name.
Dom, great job.
Very good. Very good.
I don't know if I would have got.
You don't know the Burj Al Khalifa?
I would have struggled with the name. I would have had the idea.
The Burj Al.
You don't know that?
All right. Next one for Bob. Who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Bob had some like fish this morning because the fucking brain cells are fired up today.
All righty.
I want it bad. Like the States one, I knew I was going to lose. I want this bad.
All right, Dom. Can you name me the largest animal in the world?
Oh, Dom.
I don't know.
That's okay.
That's fair.
That's a tough question, Dom.
You can guess. You want to guess? You want to guess, Dom?
You can guess.
Giraffe?
No.
That's okay.
The blue whale?
The blue whale. I would have taken the whale. The blue whale is the correct
biggest
answer.
Mammal in the world.
We move on to the next. You got to just wipe that away. Okay. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, Dom, you're doing great. I wouldn't have got that either.
Okay. Bob, what is the name of the animal that can live on water and land?
Oh, there's no way. There's no way. Oh, there. Dom, you're going to be tied. You're okay, dude.
I'm trying to even him back up.
You can tell he wants it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Underwater and on land.
Yeah.
Yes.
An alligator?
There's a specific name for that type of animal. It's not like a specific animal.
Technically an alligator does go in the water.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I'm not wrong.
But Ben, you asked me what animal can live underwater.
No. What is the name of the species?
Like I guess, yes, I should have said species of animal.
You can take another stab at it, Bob.
So an alligator is an example of this type of species.
Okay, I can get another crack?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Don't know? All right, it's an amphibian.
Amphibian.
I think this was asked, Bob, a long time ago.
I would have died. I would have died right here on this
if you
chair.
If he said what?
Crustacean. I would have expired on this chair.
So three questions deep, Lambs?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys each have two.
It's tied right now.
Wow, this
close
is getting down to the wire.
Your turn.
Come on, Dom.
All right, Dom.
To the wire.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Oh, he's going to get this.
Mercury.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Very nice, Dom.
Look at Bob. Good job, Dom. Lee. Really good, Dom.
This kid's a savant.
I needed him to miss that one.
All right.
Bob's turn.
All right, Bob. Which continent is the least populated?
Come on, man.
Dom, don't say anything.
Antarctica?
That's correct.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Bob's fighting. Bobby. He's fighting.
Yo, hey, he wants this bad.
I gotta get this one, man. All right, Dom. Last one here, Dom. Unless we get the tiebreaker.
All right, this might be a little tough. Can you name me five different types of bees?
Ooh.
What? Bumblebee.
Yep.
Bee. Carpenter bee. Yellow jacket and a wasp.
I think that's correct.
That is correct.
Oh.
That is correct.
just started rattling those off. Is wasp technically a bee, though?
That's loves the animal kingdom.
I think it
technically is.
I mean,
couldn't tell you.
I would give it to him regardless. That's
Mikey. You wouldn't get that, right?
I would, because I know, like, only because he has like this. He loves animals. Although we got to work on the largest animal, obviously. But other than that, he knows his animals pretty well.
Okay, Michael's also right. A big avid fan of Manuka honey, which, you know,
this is descended into the tiebreaker. Yeah.
Wow, this is huge. Bob misses this. It's all over.
All right. What do you call a scientist who studies rocks?
I got one. I just think it'd be so off.
This could be great. Come on, Bob. We show the eye of the tiger here, Bob.
If I miss it, I lose.
You do.
Yes.
I got one thing and one thing only.
Hit it.
Archaeologist.
Oh, my goodness. Is that not correct? Isn't it Bob?
No, that's not correct. It's very close, but it's not correct.
What is the correct? It's what's the rocks?
Do you know
geologist.
Oh, geologist. I was thinking that, Bob, I would have gotten that wrong, too. I thought, because it's fossils. Okay. I thought
that is close. Rocks
too.
It's geologist, right?
You know what, Bob? Yeah, that's a very good guess. Oh, my goodness. I would have gotten it wrong, too.
Really good job, Dom.
The big old win. Really
good. Those kids is
very nice.
Good job, Dom. We'll see you later, bud.
Goodbye to the boys.
Kids,
say goodbye to everybody. Say goodbye to the fellas.
Bye, Dom.
Bye, Dom.
Bye, Dom.
Kid is undefeated, man.
Bro, he had some answers. That's amazing, man.
By the way, Bob, that last question, I thought you got it right. Sure. I thought you got it right.
Me too. I thought that was good. Ben, by the way, did a good job with the questions.
Well, archaeologist, I guess, is technically...
Yeah, what's an archaeologist do?
Like, they look at, like you know, like, they used to look at dinosaurs and dig up, like, fossils and rocks. So I guess it's, like, geologist is the specific...
Well, let me get the exact definition, because we don't want an archaeologist...
I thought I got... When I saw Joe react, I was like, oh, I got it.
This is a scientist, technically. A scientist who studies the human past by excavating and analyzing material remains like artifacts and ruins. That's
that's like the closest you could be.
That's very close.
That's why I thought it was right, because I know they look at like fossils and rock and shit as well. But geologists, I guess, they just specialize in rocks.
God damn, man. That's impressive, man. He's good. He's good.
Smart kid.
He's smarter than
me. It's one thing, like the states and capitals, like I'm sure they study that. Like that's like a thing for it. But those with those questions
Burj Al Khalifa, for him to know that and where
it is. He knows the longest bridge in the world. He's obsessed with architecture, engineering. The books that he reads are just, it's crazy. It's crazy with this kid.
That was impressive.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time of the show to remind you that this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at SeatGeek. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app out there. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek right now, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good, just like in traffic. Green means go, red means stop. Look how easy they make it for you on the app. All you got to do, your location is in there, in my case, New Jersey, so they're sending me all the stuff that I could go to around my area. They make it so very, very easy and simple, guys. You can use code DUMB10, that's DUMB10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10, DUMB10. And thank you very much, SeatGeek.
You know what I was thinking? We're back. Like, I think when... Like what when I have a kid and if he's playing Little League or whatnot, I really do think I let the kids go. Like I wouldn't be the parent that's like too into it or like overbearing. Like you let the coach the kids. Yeah. After the game, you talk to them. When Luka D gets to Little League, watching Joe mix around with the parents is a series in itself. Like I have two series in mind. One of Joe just at the crap table. You put GoPros on him and you watch him go.
Can't be released. Can't.
Yeah.
Papa D, you just said you would. Can't.
But
that's Mike, good, though, that you respect that, Joseph.
As somebody who sees, starting to see T-ball and stuff like that,
yeah.
How do you think Joe, the other parents, is going to be?
I think Joe would remain as reserved as possible in the beginning, and then I think something would trigger him and he wouldn't be able to help himself. And honestly, like, there is, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Dom is playing soccer again this year, and they're four games into the season. They were 0-3 to start the season. Mm. They finally won a game yesterday, but they were getting slaughtered. Like, the first three games, they were getting slaughtered, bro. They lost games like 8-0, 9-0, And it got to a point, like, me and my best friend Mike Coogs, his kid is on the same team, and we're looking at each other and we're like, yo, this is bad. I was like, this is bad. But then they are kids, but like, at what point
can't breed a culture of losing?
Do you start saying, well, like, they're kids, but they're not like little kids, but they still are little kids. But I do think something will it got aggravating, but you really have to remember, like, some guy in the stands the other game last week yelled, like, that's a red card. They don't do yellow or red cards for 7-year-olds, bro. And it was actually on a play Dom was involved with, and Dom, like, had bumped into, bro, I really, really, like, that was a point where I really had to, like, bite my tongue because I wanted to snap at this guy, man. I really
did. Yeah, that would be a problem for me is the other parent.
That's a red card. Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, that's what would really get under my skin.
So, Joe, just so you know, that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
I would lose it. I think
what I'm saying. That's exactly.
I think the thing is like, I will say that, like, he's made me be more, like, cognizant of my surroundings and, like, aware.
Yeah, good.
But even still, like, yesterday I got him to sleep. I was soothing him. I was watching him. And then, Bob, that play, that fucking Duke fumble on the 3-yard line returned by Georgia Tech, I just screamed. I screamed at the top of my lungs. And Nicole's like,
Duke fumble on the Georgia.
It was one of the worst plays of all time, Mikey. They tried an RPO and the quarterback, Mensah, fumbled the snap. And not only do they jump on it, the guy rumbles 97 yards. I was livid. And so I woke up the baby, and Nicole's like, what are you doing? I was like, did you see that play? Yeah. She's like, I've been there.
I've had the talks with Holly about that too, because, like, you got to try and remain calm. It's not easy. I mean,
and the Ole Miss, the blumble yesterday, it was bad. It was bad.
I'm the last guy you want to talk to about gambling right now. I can assure you of that.
The old ice chest.
Look, Mikey.
I tell you what, Bone asked the question, the least populated continent in the world, Antarctica, and the only guy there right now is me, okay?
But the good thing is, Mikey, you've been doing this for, what, 2-3 years? You've never really had...
This is my fourth season.
Oh, okay,
not during football, not like this.
This
year's been bad.
What I appreciated you do, you put out, like, a parlay. I think it was plus money parlay. You counted it to the ledger. You see a lot of guys that won't count it to the ledger.
These guys want me to put out, like, these plus 3,000 parlays.
Oh, but the touchdowns?
How am I supposed to? Like, I'll do it. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to count it. Come on. But no, if it's a two game plus 200 plus one, and I put it out, I have to count it.
The first touchdown play is the hardest bet in all of sports because you got.
By the way,
sure
he scored the
team...
second fucking touchdown. Of
I know, but we had T. Higgins the other night, and we didn't even.
That's
get
what
a
I'm
chance.
Talking about.
I know we didn't even get a chance because. Right. They scored before the Bengals could go on. So you got to win the coin toss. You got to go down. And then you just got to have an opportunity that your guy gets. It's so hard. So the people were betting, like, Jerry hit that big one. If you're betting that big, though, consistently on those plays, you're going to be down.
But I will say, though, Don, here's what I think happened with Jerry Don. I don't know this. This is what I think. I think Jersey Jerry is making – I think he's doing really well with Barstool. And I think he needed more of a rush. I think he wanted more of these max payouts, which I've been there where like you want just the max payout.
Bob's had him.
Jersey Jerry used to be pound for pound one of the best with games. Like when he would take a -7, like with straight up games. And now he just goes for the big
for the gusto, payout.
The big mammoth. Yeah.
Correct. So sometimes you're right, Joe. Sometimes they'll hit. Sometimes not. I do want Jersey Jerry to go back to the spread days because when he loved the spread, he was really,
really
good.
He was really dialed in.
But I'm riding this wave, Mikey. I think it's the first, like, granted, there's going to be times you're going to go cold. It's the first, like, real cold streak. I said to you yesterday, I don't think it's been a crazy long cold streak.
It's been one solid wire to wire.
Yeah, week. That's not that
it's bad. Been a Saturday to Saturday wire week. I mean, but they don't remember the winners. They remember the losers. Remember the losers. That's just the way it goes.
I mean, these guys, a lot of money. So
before you know, I die, I gotta go into that only subs chat.
No,
just to
stay
see.
Stay out.
Well, you think they would come at me?
It never stops. No. No, they wouldn't, but it never stops. It's all the time.
Yeah.
It goes around the clock. These guys are betting on tennis in the morning. Like, it's nuts. It's nuts.
So you'll just come in.
I come in to reset it every week so everyone gets a chance to get in because Instagram caps it. Like, you can only have a maximum number of
Mikey's
people.
Mikey's like the mayor. He comes in once in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says,
well, I mean, I do have kids and a
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying.
So, yeah. It's like I try to get in there and mix it up with the fellas. What I'll do is usually, like, when it's like a night game, like the Monday night game or Thursday, that's when I try and, like, really, like, carve out some time to be in there and do a little play by play and be engaged. I even try to do the YouTube stream every once in a while on a private stream and do that. So hopefully, maybe I'll do that tonight, maybe if the bets go good during the day.
Does a good job mitigating when there's animosity, because I'd be in there sometimes going at it with some guys and Mikey would just
remember the prize picks chat, the original, like the prize
of course picks. Yeah
that
yeah
was wild too, man. That was wild.
Mikey all just right. knows how to separate, you know.
Yeah,
he's like a good referee.
Yeah. I put out a the other day, I loved the Mariners in game six. And I knew when they started just getting fucking pumped. And Cutsy was in that chat.
No, game five, no?
Game five, yeah, game five. Cutsy was just hammering me, dude. Like, I can't
I don't think
believe.
I was that bad. No, I don't think. I said to you, and word for word verbatim, you said, you know, that's on me. I said, Bob, honestly, I like to play. I was already on it.
You did. But it was a lot of, before we got to that point, it was a lot of these.
I look when we're losing, I look for like somebody in the chat to like help, like either give me some kind of consolation, like, hey, you know what? We still got some innings left. I like that, like where I get negative and somebody's like, you know, we still got a chance here. When I don't get that, then it looks really bad. Yeah. But like when there's like the back and forth and we're trying to bounce each other and bring the vibes.
We've all gotten rocked this week. I mean, we've all been and just absolutely now, apparently I'm getting word that Jet has made a fortune this week, which
you can't tell him that I said that.
Oh, he'll freak out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I didn't say a bigger number, but he's got a new system, and the system might be flawless.
His system infuriates me. Nothing gets under my skin quite like Jet's system.
It's a system play, Bob. It's a system play.
Because he thinks he has, we say it all the time, but he thinks he has Vegas figured out. And he thinks he knows something that they don't already know. And it drives me up a fucking wall. And he knows it. And I still respect it. I'll still ride it, but it drives me up a wall. I'm very hard on him with gambling. Moving on. Let's get into buy or sell. Peter D, we're going to start with you. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like, buy or sell?
I'm going to buy the cooler weather, Bob. It's nice to be in fall. And I'm telling you what. I didn't realize, but until this time of the season comes, how much of an outerwear guy I am. Like hoodies, vests, jackets. You can accessorize. Like you could just wear a white t-shirt and put a nice like bomber jacket over, and all of a sudden you got a whole new fucking outfit. It's nice, man. I'm all about it, especially after enduring the heat of Florida in the summer, man. It was like 68 degrees the other day. It was beautiful. And it's been the morning walks, the evenings. I tell you what, man, this is nice. This is the time that you come, Mikey, to Jupiter, and it is really
good.
Yeah,
I mean, we just
really
finally,
nice.
The weather finally broke here. We were having 80-degree days in October in Jersey. It was 80 degrees. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
I'm
with you. I'm a hoodie vest guy. I love the hoodie vest combo. It's like my favorite thing in the world. Love
the best with like a long sleeve shirt underneath it. It's a nice play, especially those puppy vests. Yeah. I wore a puppy vest.
I wore this sweatshirt to Trader Joe's like last week. The guy was handing out samples like brie cheese on toast, and he looks at me and goes, "Oh," he goes, "Sorry, man." And I know what he was talking about at first. And I was like, brutal, just fucking brutal.
Yeah, they're having a tough year.
Could be their week this week, Bob.
I hope it's not. I want the draft pick. Yo, who is like Mikey? Who's the number one? Like, is there? I know probably the kid from LSU or
Garrett
Sellers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you know Arch is eligible, but I don't think he's going to come out. I mean, Nussmeier is. I don't think Nussmeier's 100% healthy. I think he's got some ab issue. Why LSU has been? I mean, they just lost to Vanderbilt.
What about the kid from South Carolina, Lenore Sellers?
Yeah. I mean, he's a mobile guy, you know. But they've had again. That was a team with a lot of expectations coming into this year, South Carolina, and they have really flopped badly. Like they just keep losing games. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a bad year to have the one overall pick.
I know.
It's a bad year to have the one overall pick. It is. Unless Arch declares, I still, I don't know why.
Bad.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I would take him over some of these other guys, though.
It's unbelievable, dude. It really is. It's probably the worst year. If the Jets have the one pick, it's got to be the worst year in a decade to have the number one. Like,
you might trade. Honestly, best case scenario, maybe they trade out of the one pick and they just get a haul. You know, somebody gives up next year's first, but I don't know if somebody's going to give you the farm for that one pick. I don't think there is that guy. Like the year that the Bears traded the one pick to Carolina when it was Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, they knew that somebody was going to want that pick.
Yeah.
This year, I don't know if the market is there for that. So I'm not sure.
I want them too. Like you're wasting like Garrett Wilson, I think, is so good. Like, if you put him on a good team, he could be unbelievable.
Monster.
Yeah, they're just going to waste. It's so bad. And our guy Sauce,
man,
I don't think it's his fault. I mean,
a lot of people are saying he's the big chatter around here, New York radio, is that he's in way over his head.
Bro, it's like, what coach are you going to stick in there where the Jets are going to do any better? Like, come,
I think it starts with the quarterback. When you trot Fields out there as the opening day guy, listen, nobody loves Justin Fields more than I do. I love the kid. He was one of my favorite players at Ohio State ever. He's just not a starting NFL quarterback. I don't know how many teams he's got to go to show it.
Yeah.
And the people who still argue for him, like I'm not like dissing the guy. I just don't believe he can operate an NFL offense. I just don't.
Yeah. It's true. My buy, maybe kind of an obvious buy, Shohei Ohtani, man.
Best game ever.
Oh, my God, bro. He's so good. When he's throwing strikes, too, pitching, his stuff is so good that if he's hitting the zone and he's throwing strikes, bro, this guy and the Dodgers, like you could say, oh, yeah, the Yankees spend unlimited money. The Dodgers spend unlimited money, but they do it the right way. The guys that they're getting all hit, like – and then, you know, the thing with the Dodgers, it's like, yeah, you have their big guys, but then you go down and it's like the Kiki Hernandezes of the world that they find, like in the bottom of the lineup. Like, there's just no flaws in their lineup. And if they win the World Series this year, which it looks like they're going to be the favorite to do so.
They are.
I mean, they're
minus one. They were minus 175 after game five of their of the NLC. Or
Blue Jays
three,
would probably give them
game
the best
three
go,
of the
no?
Yes, Blue Jays would give them the toughest.
Well, Blue Jays lineup top to bottom is, I mean, when your nine hitters batting what? The nine hitter for the Blue Jays bats like 270 almost. Oh. Like, that's, you have a good lineup.
Yeah.
But I just think the Dodgers are just, they're playing their best baseball now, and that's tough for everybody else.
I had a Dodgers prop bet, so I rarely do you get to take money out of your account and put it away into the bank from a gambling account from DraftKings. I was able to do that, and I had a huge week. We were getting pummeled this week, so I had a Dodgers prop bet for them to win the World Series, and they gave me a cash out option.
Oh, yeah.
I was banging on Mikey having a big week, and still am. So I just took the cash out option, so I didn't have to load more money into it. Mm-hmm. So now that prop bet's gone, and I know the Dodgers are going to win the World Series, but I did it in order to just be
That's
able to
smart.
Fire. And
what did you get it at?
It was $2,000 to win $12,500.
What did they give you?
The cash out was $7,500.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
good. So,
yeah. That's pretty good.
Snagged it, loaded up. But, yeah, the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, it's just unbelievable, this guy, how good he is. Great name for a superstar, too. Like, it really is. Shohei Ohtani.
Is that the greatest baseball game ever played by anybody? Because I would argue, I would argue it is.
Three home runs
in a playoff game. I would argue it is.
Where else do you?
And
get
I don't
that?
Think he gave up a single run. No runs. I think it was.
And you know what? People were coming at me on X, like, you see Shohei, you see, because obviously we're Yankee fans, Bob, and we always prop Judge up as the greatest right-handed hitter I've seen since Barry Bonds, which I will still say he is. I will still say the numbers will say he is. That doesn't mean, and I go, this is the greatest baseball game maybe ever played. I go,
yeah,
period.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it's not like I'm not going to disregard what Shohei just did because I'm a Yankees fan. That's insane.
He's the greatest game ever played.
Player ever, maybe?
If he's going to win championships, pitch like an ace and hit home runs
who looks terrible in all of this where dreams just go to die right now is the Angels. Like, the Angels had prime Trout
and
Ohtani. Like, it's just, they just can't, any guy, or even the Rendon signing they have, like, they can't get it right, man.
And the Angels, for a long time when Vladdy was there, Vladdy Sr., they were a thorn in the side of the New York Yankees. That was like the team that the Yankees could not get past in the playoffs. They were a pain in the ass, the Angels, and man, oh man, I don't know what the hell happened. An Angels fan will probably tell you in the comments, something must have changed, general manager, or something like that must have changed in the front office. But
Tim Salmon, David Eckstein. Remember that Angels team? Yeah, they were fucking low. That Angels team was Jim Edmonds was on that Angels team, maybe?
I don't know. I remember, though, they were so, so tough for – was Carpenter on that team? Chris Carpenter?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, they were loaded. That was a fun team. The old Tigers team with the pitching staff they had was a fun team.
What, with Verlander?
You had Verlander. Yeah. The rotation was loaded. Yeah. All right, let's go to you, Mike. You buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm selling this week, man. And this is going to sound like crazy, but I'm selling teenagers. I'm selling teenagers this week, Bob. I just recently had to leave my gym. I left my gym. I've joined a new gym. My old gym. This is actually the gym I used to go to. I didn't want to drive. It's a little further, but it's a 20 times better gym. I finally had enough. I went in there one day, and now I've been going in the afternoon, not the morning now, because I'm on a little bit of a new schedule.
Me too.
And it's terrible, because if you go to a cheap gym, and when I say cheap gym, I mean, you know, a cost-effective membership where it's like a Planet, where you're paying like $10, $12, $15 a month gym. I mean, I understand you got to deal with some stuff when you do that. You know, you're not going to a Lifetime Fitness. It is what it is. I recognize that. But it's all the kids from high school going there after high school, and they're all six of them taking up one machine. I can even deal with that. I can even deal with that. Okay, I'm used to it. There was this older lady. She was in her late 60s, early 70s, no bullshit, doing a machine. I was doing lat pull down. She was doing this other thing on a cable machine, and there was a group of six teenagers by her. And the one kid goes up to her, and he's like, pound, give me a pound, give me a pound. And she had no idea what he was saying. No idea. Like, I knew what he was doing. She had no clue. She was a little rattled by it. She was by herself. She was rattled by it. I let it go. I'm just sitting there. I let it go. No problem. I don't want to get involved in nothing, bro. I want to stay out of everything these days. Kid comes up to her again. Give me a pound. Come on, just pound it. She goes, I don't know what that is. She's saying, I don't know what that is. She's visibly now, like, rattled. And the kids are all standing around fucking snickering at it, fucking like laughing at it. He backs off again, and then she's going again, and finally he like just holds his fist out the whole time while she's exercising, standing next to her, like next to her in the cable cross machine area. So finally, Bob, I ripped off my headphones. I had enough, Bob. I broke. I ripped off my headphones. I go, why don't you guys just worry about your fucking selves and stop bothering people at the fucking gym and just do what you have to do?
They
went dead silent. And I said, exactly. I go, fucking exactly. I said, because if that was my mother or like my aunt or something, you would have a big fucking problem. And that was the final straw, Bob. These teenagers, now I put up a story a couple months ago. They have their feet up on tables at public restaurants.
Oh, that's terrible.
We are in such a fucking social decline with these kids.
Six, seven.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I still to this day don't know what that is. What is it? What is that? Can you explain it to me? I don't know.
That's a new trend. It's a teenager
thing. I know. I've heard about it. Yeah, or whatever. But yeah, so Bob, that was the final straw. I didn't want to be there anymore or be around that anymore. So I'm selling teenagers, parents of teenagers. And I know I'm going to be there one day and maybe I'll have to eat my words and my kids will do something. I'm sure that it's going to be a mistake or a fuck up.
Yeah.
But we have to have conversations about what just basic politeness and manners are.
But I think you sticking up for the lady, I think is great.
Bob, I had to. It was like the three strikes, you're out. She was
did
so
she say fun. Anything?
She was upset, bro. She was like,
did she say something to you after you did that?
No, she kind of just like walked away because like she probably was a little.
Oh, that breaks
like,
my heart.
I just like, I was, it was disgusting, bro.
Dude,
it was disgusting.
Mikey
was disgusting.
Could pull that off. Like in Mikey in the gym like that. Like if I went over and went to do that, it's not going to hit the same
I think
way
they would
have
shit themselves just as much. Because you know why, Bob? I don't think they fucking ever have anybody say anything.
I don't know. You're probably wearing that little singlet.
I did.
I did.
And I was like, I was like towards the end of the workout, I was all fucking pumped up.
Yeah,
but bro, like I tried really not to say anything. When I tell you, I went like three things happened, and I finally lost it. I like no, obviously I didn't lose it to the point where you know I get myself in trouble, but somebody had to say something because like at these gyms too, the people who run these fucking clown $10 a month, they don't care what goes on. They don't care what goes on at those. Now, this gym that I go to now, they care. They're meticulous about how clean it is. The machine maintenance, all the everything, the rules. If you leave a fucking weight unracked, you're going to get.
That's how it
to
should
by,
be.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, I had had enough. So I'm selling teenagers and their manners, Bob. We need better manners.
Have you guys seen on Netflix A Perfect Neighbor or The Perfect Neighbor?
I didn't watch it, but I saw.
What is this?
It's body cam footage from the cops over the span of a year of this nut job lady who complains because the kids are playing in the fucking neighborhood.
Okay.
And I think something escalates to the point where a kid gets shot. I think that that's why I haven't seen it, but it looks insane.
Is it crazy, Bob?
I mean, it's pretty. First off, it won like all of these awards, which don't get
Sundance.
Me wrong. Yeah. But at the same time, there's no. Like, it's all just body cam footage. Like, it's not like they put together a masterpiece. Like, it's great. It's great in the sense of it's very entertaining. But it's all just body cam footage. Me and I road watched it. I was, like, screaming for them to cut the scene because I couldn't watch it anymore. Because, like, the lady gets shot. The kid sees his mom get shot. And they have to tell the parents find out and have to tell the kid that his mom is dead. And the kid breaks down and you have to watch the whole thing of them telling the kid it is so hard to watch after they get to that. But the lady is like a racist. She's awful. And when the cops would come, she would make it seem like they're doing it when the kids are just playing football. They're not sure. They might've been antagonizing her a little bit, but it's kids being kids. They're playing.
I want to watch it.
Oh my God.
That one and the Ed Gein one that you were telling me about, Bob, the monster.
So that,
dude,
for me,
everyone's talking about that, bro.
It's too eerie. It's
that's real
I don't
life,
find
Bob.
Yeah, but it's like it's too we're in a big show hold. Can't find a show.
Our guy Greg Giannotti from WFAN Boomer and Geo in the morning went on like this 10-minute rant about the Ed Gein thing. And he's like, I just find it hysterical. He goes, because if it was a documentary, I would have, like, it's so disturbing, but, like, the fact that this actor is talking about, like, making a nipple chair is, like, very, like, it's just, it's hysterical, like, he's laughing at it because, but the fact that it is a true, I mean,
the guy was deranged, man.
Yeah, beyond deranged.
He took people's skin and put it on an upholstery, like a leather couch.
I do think, though, that a documentary would hit better. Granted, I'm sure there's documentaries on it.
There are some out there, D.
Them doing it in the show, I think it worked for Dahmer, from what people said, but it's very strange. I don't like it.
Yeah, that was kind of his take also. That was like, he just like, he feels bad that he's laughing at it, but like, he just can't get over the fact that like, these actors, once they're done with the scenes, they're like, yeah, you're gonna catch a game last night? And then he's talking about cutting off somebody's skin and
it's
making
bizarre.
A nipple chair. Like, it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Funny. PD, anything? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know, Bob, I wasn't sure if you were aware that last segment, the buy or sell segment, was brought to you by our good friends over at Cornbread Hemp. Our good friends at Cornbread Hemp, okay? Life's been a little crazy lately. We all know that. Me, Bob, and Joe are under stress. I'm getting railroaded in every pick that I put out. One thing that helps me unwind, Cornbread Hemp CBD gummies, guys. If you've been looking for a natural way to relieve your aches and discomfort, the CBD gummies from Cornbread Hemp are formulated to work with your body, not against it. Very important. Have you tried everything under the sun for peace of mind? It sounds like it's time for you to try Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies. Listen, I've tried these before. They have like this blueberry flavor. It's great stuff. Cornbread Hemp's gummies are made to help you feel better, whether it's stress, discomfort, or just needing a little relaxation, formulated to help relieve discomfort, stress, and sleeplessness. Right now, Brilliantly Dumb Show listeners can save 30%. 30% on their first order. Just head to cornbreadhemp.com/DUMB and use code DUMB at checkout. That's cornbreadhemp.com/DUMB and use code DUMB.
Good stuff, Michael. Okay, we're going to go on into our top five now. This week's top five is brought to you by Mikey V. Mikey, why don't you tell the folks what they're going to be getting today?
Well, in the spirit of the spooky season, Robert, I feel like top five Halloween candies would be appropriate for the boys to do today. You know, your favorite treats in the bag, what you got. I mean, we're not going to do anything crazy, right? The committee's got to stay strong here as well. We need another good week from the. I thought the committee, by the way, did a fine job with the burgers last week. I thought that that was a fine job done by Bobby came out the winner. Close one, but Bobby pulled it out. And I thought the committee was fine. I do too.
I thought with my In-N-Out thing, when Joe was saying, you know, you didn't put the special sauce and whatever, I thought you guys were saying that it, even though I took double-double, then you guys could say, oh, we're taking double-double.
No.
Once I realized that, I didn't see an issue with that ruling at all. I don't think there was really any.
I think that was a good – I think sometimes the topic that we choose can be conducive to some – you know, questionable decisions, but I thought that was pretty open, pretty easy for us to not have to make any difficult decisions on that one.
Hair's getting long, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I need to go get a haircut.
Bro,
I
gotta go to Miami. It's really flowing back there, man. Look at that.
Miami. Mikey, he drives like an hour and a half to Miami to get his haircut.
Well, I only do it once.
Is that information that you want publicly known, Joe?
I only do it once every 3-4 months, Michael. I only get a haircut once every 3-4 months.
This I have to bring up before we go into our top five. This was fascinating to me. Okay. Cutsy bartered a deal, and he said himself he bartered this deal with a guy who slid into his Instagram DMs for his closet.
The closet
he got
Cornelius
the
closets,
girl. Is that what it's
called? Oh, shut the fuck up.
I think that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure.
So, Mikey.
Cornelius closet.
I have to go back and look.
Now, granted, I appreciate Cornelius coming, friend of the program, clearly helping our guy out. I appreciate that. But Cutsy tells me, he's like, I did a trade-off for the closets, Bob. I got like 5,000 off. He's like, I'm giving him an old pair of Callaway clubs, a round of golf with me.
This is unbelievable.
I'm like, bro, I couldn't.
It's Cornelius renovations. That's a free shout out.
Closets by Cornelius.
Yeah, Joe, by the way, take the round of golf out and give him the shout out on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
But the guy does a good job. I mean, look, he does.
But Joe said to me, he's like, but Bob, when you hire a TaskRabbit, you don't know the person.
This guy's good.
Yeah, it's a nice looking, it's a nice piece.
Michael, you know how much the closets cost?
We talked about this last week.
She got the estimate. It was going to be almost $13,000.
Joe, do you find it like to barter to a guy that you don't know for like a round of golf, a pair of Callaway clubs? Like, do you think
technically, they're all not old. They're new. I've never used them. But I got three sets of clubs sitting in my fucking thing that I've never used.
I don't see any issue with that.
He's a lefty?
He's a lefty. And by the way,
odds on that? Cornelius. What are the odds on that, Bob?
Cornelius, that was written in the stars. But on top of that, he wanted, you know, he's a friend of the program. Like I said to Bob, you know, when you have a TaskRabbit come to your house to do work, you don't know the guy who's coming to do it either. So what's the difference? Now, the shout out.
Well, the difference is Bob's just going to pay the TaskRabbit. He's not going to go to dinner with the guy.
Well, I'm not doing dinner. I'm doing a round of golf.
I mean, that's even worse. It's 4 hours.
4 hours.
I disagree. I would play golf with almost anyone.
Well, you get to play golf. So.
I bet Cornelius is a good guy. This isn't anything against
Cornelius. No, nothing. No. Cornelius is a good guy.
I'm looking forward to working with him, too, by the way.
Yeah, I just couldn't fathom. like bartering.
I got an HVAC guy coming on Tuesday to do an estimate for the house as well.
Is he a part of the program?
Yeah, Ewing and Ewing HVAC. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what he's gonna do for me. There remains to be Ewing and Ewing Air. Yeah, dude. It's. I think that's what it's called. But you know what? These are legitimate businesses in the area by people who support us. Why? I actually think that Cornelius is in Tampa. He's driving down. But I'm not paying for his hotel stay, nothing. Like, he's going to have to be there for 2-3 days.
But, Joe, a lot of times, and you do got to be careful, a lot of times these people that you've brought over have banged us bad. Like, people, and I'm not going to say one of the names. Which could have changed our – could have changed our lives forever if we kept going down that road in a bad way.
We also met some really good friends of the program.
I give you the credit. Like
Frankenheimer and Chucky and some of these guys. Yeah. Imagine we never met Chucky. We never would have met Perez. I mean, that's as sure as shit.
I know.
We never met Chucky. By the way, Chucky was one of the first people, Bat-9 Chuck, was one of the first people who DM'd me.
Shout out Chucky.
And I brought you. We ended up building a relationship.
What does he call that thing? The scholarship program?
The scholarship, yeah. The old scholarship.
Where he takes you on a ride to, like, he pays for all your stuff. And, awesome. And by the way,
paid for a lot.
No doubt, Joe, you're right. No doubt.
And
on
we
that
met
front.
Perez because of
I know. I know. You're right. Some of them do hit, but the risk that you take on the ones that don't hit are so substantial.
That's why now I would do the thing where I would never bring Bob out. Like, we played with some guys who I met. And I would always go out myself first.
Right.
And
if this guy
passed the meter where I knew he would, then I'd bring Bob out because Bob's very, and I get it, but I have no problem. Listen,
Bob's
very what?
He's on edge with a lot of that stuff. Whereas I don't care. Listen, if I go and golf with someone who's a drag, it's 3-4 hours. I play a fun course and I'm done. I'll never talk to the guy ever.
Ewing and Ewing. HVAC.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday's the estimate. That is 11 to 1. I got
what are you giving that guy, Joe?
Well, no, it's a free estimate. I'm going to see what he can do for me because I got to replace both air conditioners.
Now that's you might have to golf with both the Ewings because obviously there's two Ewings.
I don't know which Ewing it is.
Yo,
I don't even know.
The best name for an HVAC company.
Bro, and the best name for a closet company too. Cornelius Closets. Like
Cornelius Renovations.
Yeah, but okay, Cornelius Closets sounds so much better.
But I just do want to defend myself in the sense of I'm not a prick. It's not like if you meet me, I'm like, I'm not.
Dude, have to have some layer of isolation at this point. I mean, that's just, anybody who argues against that is just, they don't understand like the bigger picture. Like you can't just like every Tom, Dick and Harry, you're just going to invite into your, like there has to be boundaries. There has to be some sort of a boundary. Now in Joe's case, listen,
if this guy's
chopping $8,000 off the closet.
God, yes. And by the way, it's a good deal for both of us. You know, we both benefit. And by the way, why not support the people who supported us from the start? This guy's been an
watcher. But to the counterpoint, that's what he's telling you. You really don't have any proof if that's true
the
or not.
The fact that
on Cornelius. I don't want to make it seem like I'm coming after Cornelius.
Cornelius is in the clear.
I'm not. I'm saying, but there is no proof of that.
The fact that Cornelius messaged me tells me he listened to the Brilliantly Dumb show last week, which proves my point in case.
Yeah, you would think he's a listener. You would think he's a listener.
How would he know that I'm looking for, that I'm getting banged by a closet if he's not listening to the program?
Just so people understand, there has been people that have come into our lives that have fucked us bad. And I'm sure everybody has had that situation. So I am just very cautious on who comes into our circle and really knowing that you have somebody. Now, granted, the guy's coming to do closets. He's not going to fucking, you know, but then, you know, you just got to be.
That's not Ed Gein.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's hope not. You know, he might stuff the bodies behind the closet. You don't know.
If you get a cutsy mug with my fucking porcelain jaw after Christmas, then you know, enjoy.
Is it corny?
On that one, we do the fucking Brilliant Dumb show without me in the mornings.
For no, Bob never, HQ, never. We would stop the show.
Never. The show's over.
No,
One of us falls.
No, that's gone. Insane. If you got to carry it on.
If Mikey said he was leaving, if you said you were leaving, show's done. I'm not doing it solo again. That ain't happening. Like those days are done.
No, we're never. We're never going anywhere. We're staying together. That we have to. We have to. This show means too much.
Grind. I used to. It used to be a grind to get 40 minutes. Now we've been talking for an hour and a half with ease. Maybe not an hour and a half. But yeah, if funny guys leave, I plan to do it till we die.
That's the plan. Or like the plan last week, if Bob is blessed with a baby boy, we will at one point pass the reins to the boys and let the boys do a legacy podcast.
Could you imagine
podcast.
That?
I'm telling you, it would be the first ever.
I will pump out babies till a boy comes for the show. Yeah. I will pump them out until a boy comes.
That's good to hear, man. That's what it's all about, bro.
Yeah. I'd love to ask Kobe, like, you know, they say he really did enjoy being a girl dad. Like, he always talked about that. Yeah. But you do got to wonder if after three or four girls, like he really was hoping for. But now, of course, the baby comes, you end up loving the baby, and he seemed like an awesome dad. But you do got to wonder, they had to want a boy, right?
A lot of people say the girl dads, it's easier than the boys.
Yeah, but after three, it's let me and tell Kobe. You something.
Mikey loves G-Baby.
Oh, of my course. God. G-Baby is the coolest thing on the face of the planet.
Of course.
But I will say this, my older brother, God bless him, and my nieces, he had three girls. One of my closest friends works on the job with me, had three girls, tried for a boy. You ask them what they think about living in a home with four estrogen-filled
I had a friend
parents.
In high school who was a year older than
ain't
me.
Easy.
I had a friend in high school, Sal Mobilio. He had triplet girls. Could you imagine that?
Old Sally Mobilio.
Oh, Salvatore Mobilio, man. He was a legend. Imagine having four triplets, girls.
Oh,
three
God.
At once.
Yeah, that's just.
Dude,
I
feel bad for the family. Like, families who like don't have like a crazy income, like who are really like low income.
Oh, dude,
and you go to have a kid and then you have like triplets.
Mom. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, this guy's not in that, doesn't fall under that. But a buddy of mine, he had two boys. Then they got pregnant again and they had twins. Now he's got four fucking kids, man. Nuts. It's nuts.
I'd love to talk to Sal Mobilio.
He's a legend.
Me too.
A legend, dude.
Yeah.
Get Sal Mobilio, the Ewing brothers, and Cornelius all in a room together for me.
Dude, I want to do the Brilliantly Dumb Show merch, and just every week we drop one shirt, and the shirt is based off something that happened. So
that's such a good idea.
If we do a Cornelius, I'm going to tack that off
the
total. I'm going to say it's now $4,500, and he's going to make him fucking...
He's going to want royalties on that shirt.
Renovations,
so,
dude.
Joe, but last thing, and I'll say on it, and then we can move on. I'm not saying that he's not a nice guy. Did you offer the barter, or was he like, hey, for me to do the closets, I'll do a round of golf? Like, how did that go?
Here comes the baby.
Oh, ZZ.
Look at little Z. Oh, look at
ZZ. Oh, you don't look happy this morning,
ZZ, dog. ZZ. It's easy.
Look at this little guy. Uh-huh. He needs a good closet, you know? You need a good closet, Z.
That's the best, man.
Oh, look at his little outfit, Mikey.
It's the best.
Oh, man. My God.
Nothing
okay.
better than that.
Petey.
No, he said he started off with, he said, you know.
If you don't watch the YouTube this week, you fucked up so bad. You fucked up really bad if you don't watch the YouTube.
He started off by saying, you know, could a shout out and a round of golf. But the clubs was my idea, throwing the clubs, because I got clubs.
Joe wanted to get rid of the clubs. That's the bottom line about the clubs. Joe wanted to get rid of those clubs.
It brings a lot of weight.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right.
So he slid into your DM and was like, listen, I heard about your conundrum with the closets. Let me tell you something.
If you
play a round of golf with me.
No, it didn't start out like that.
I would love to know. Usually I say don't go to the phone. This I would like to see. I'd be curious. Dude, I would pay money to go through his DMs for a day.
And don't read it like you read the Vancouver Chinese Google.
Cold Cuts, huge fan of the show. I own my own remodel company up in Jacksonville. I do a lot of built-in cabinetry and closets. Would love to give you a quote for your new house. If you're interested, I can send over pictures.
It's all good.
And then we went back and forth. Can you send me some pictures? Blah, blah, blah. He said,
what
kind of style you want?
This
one. I will get to where this part gets. Here's where it goes. I said, we have three closets total. What do you think that would run me? Then he said, do I get a shout out or a round of golf while I'm down there? I said, fuck yeah. Then he said, you're looking like 5K-ish. And then I said, there's four. And then finally he said, where do I bring up the golf clubs?
I think you just threw the gun. I think that's just, he might not even know we're giving him the clubs.
No, he said the price. He said it looks like $6,700. That's when I got a little nervous. So I said, would you do it for $5,500, a brand new set of lefty Bob the Sports Callaway irons and fairway woods?
This guy should have been a game show host, Bob. This is
unbelievable. And then he said, where would we get a round of golf together? I said, yes. If you do all this, $5,500, you got yourself a deal. And then he said, how about $5,700 would cover the cost of my gas to get down there and hotel fee? I said, okay. And then he said, you have yourself. He did a voice. No, listen to this.
Sounds like a deal, brother.
Sounds like a deal, brother.
Bob, at what point would have you been out in that conversation?
The second he said, do I get the round of golf and that, I'm gone. That's what I've got.
Yo, I'm in the process of putting down more money to buy the house and everything. Like I'm just doing this on the side. Like this, we're talking the money that I have to put in this house is absurd.
But Joe, but from Mikey knows the Instagram barter is wild. Like Mikey could have done an Instagram barter.
He maybe should.
With who?
Like I'm saying, like for your stuff,
for my stuff.
By the way, he had Capone, who was a friend of the program.
But he's a local guy.
Maybe he should have bartered.
Oh, see, that's not nice.
Maybe the barter should have been the first thing that happened before that transaction took place. As far as I'm concerned, we wouldn't have been lopside Louie.
I remember. Holly spread. I went down to get the spread and
table.
walking the plank like good old Captain Hook and Davy Jones.
Davy Jones.
Yeah, I have to walk to the Davy Jones on the plank.
Mike. His locker, yeah, the Davy Jones stuff, locker. Dude.
This is good stuff. I will tell you, I would rock the fuck out of a Ewing and Ewing HVAC shirt. Like,
I think Cornelius renovations.
Yeah, that's good too.
Or what's the other guy? Salvatore What is it?
Well, that's just my friend, Salvatore Mobilio.
Well, that's pretty
Mobilio
cool.
Mobilio Daycare.
They actually owned a great Italian restaurant called Domenico's for years. It was great.
Yeah.
Really good staple of the North Burnaby community.
We got to get the Dropolis, Sparopolis.
We have like five shirts from this episode alone, easily.
Yeah. Maybe that's the move. Maybe we do a little Brilliumcho merch.
I've been saying it for a while. We should. Yeah. We absolutely should.
May not be a bad idea. One thing I want to ask you guys, tell me if this is corny. Two things. Yeah. Bob HQ met with the guy, so they're getting in there this week.
Yeah, that's big.
I wanted to have in the podcast room. I love I love speakeasies. I love that type of stuff. So he wants to do where it's a backdrop that leads into the podcast room, and it's very Brilliantly Dumb Show branded. It's a speakeasy where there's a bag of golf clubs, and you tick one of the clubs, and you click it, and it opens.
Oh,
it is. Okay, good.
Like a trap door?
Yeah, that's
sick.
This guy's going to have
the fucking bat cave, dude. You know how Batman had, the one thing he pulled at the fireplace, and the whole room fucking returned?
Dude, this
good. Mikey, that reaction was alone. That's all I needed.
It could be extra money. That's not necessary, of course.
But, don't worry. We got a guy. We got a guy. Bob's gonna play a round of golf with the guy. He's gonna make sure.
Tell Leo we got some golf clubs on route.
Yeah. Shit. All right. Let's keep moving on back over to the candies. Mikey V again. I took it home last week. Mikey V came in second. BDD
won. The only guy cooler than Mikey right now is my top fives. That's the only.
I don't know.
I have been it's a stretch. Mikey. It's been a stretch. I haven't won. I haven't snipped a win in weeks. You know, it's been bad.
All right. So top five candy. I agree with Mikey. Committee's going to have to come in for, is it a Halloween candy?
Yeah. I just feel like there's going to be. Yeah. Yeah.
So look, I agree. I think the committee's been better. We've been terrible prior. I think lately we have been better, but let's get on in to the candy here.
I just think we have to understand that when we say Halloween candy, we have to understand that when you say I'm going to give an example. If you say M&Ms, people have to remember that you're not getting a full bag of M&Ms. You're getting that Halloween size.
Correct.
Okay.
But, everything's miniature.
So let me pose this question. If you say M&Ms, can Joe say peanut and you say regular?
Yeah, because I think if you say regular M&Ms, you're a psychopath. That's first and foremost.
I would agree with that.
I think regular M&M Halloween candy, the small one, is a top three worst Halloween candy you could get in the bag.
But are you excluding that M&M's?
I think we can't get crazy. I don't think we could do like, well, I want crispy M&M's. Well, I want almond M&M's.
I agree. Now, yes, Joseph, let's hear your count.
I think there's so many candies that if you just say M&M's, it's M&M's. I don't think you need to go that detailed. I think there's
I agree.
I do think that when there's a shorter list, when it's like smaller sample size of what we can choose, we can be more specific. There is a lot at play here.
I think so it would behoove whoever picks M&M's to pick peanut M&M's.
I think if you say M&M's,
and then M&M's are gone. That's fine.
I think it's M&M's. It's all M&M's. I think
regular
it's
M&M. Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. I agree with that though.
Are Joe. You going first, Bob?
I was going back and forth on it, but I think it's just such a clear number one that
yeah, no, I already know what he's taking.
Yeah, me
well,
too.
It's so obvious. It's so obvious. Now, Mikey's moving up the rankings where he was way behind. He's coming. We got to go to the tracker. He's coming in on the D-man.
He's six behind, I think.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
I'll go third. If Bob goes first, I'm going to go third.
All right. So for me, obvious Reese's Cup for number one.
Yeah. Now that is that doesn't exclude the PCs, Joe, if you want to go with the PCs.
Well, are you being – all right. You're joking.
No, the pieces – no, the Reese's Pieces are not the Reese's Cup. You
Mikey,
got the cup.
But we just had this conversation. We all right, just so, had.
Well, I think the cup and the pieces are two completely different
they
things.
They are different, but I think he's okay to have
them. Okay, that's fine.
Thank you,
No,
Joe.
I was giving
Joe.
Him the – Wait.
Thank you.
Wait,
thank
let me make
you,
this
Joe.
Very
I
clear.
Thought you were going to give me a fucking
No, let me make this very clear. You are getting the cups no matter what. You said peanut butter cup.
Right,
there's
but
no
that
question you're getting that.
Reese's is off the table now.
That's fine. I do think that there's a really strong difference between the pieces and the cup, which was the original debate.
Fair, but yeah, I think with the comfort
that's fine. Reese's
then
off the board. Anything
okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll all keep right. it moving.
Is it me now?
Very good job by the committee.
It was. That was. That could have gotten ugly.
Yes. Yes, it's me now. Yes. It only could be me or you, so yeah, it's you.
Oh,
That wasn't a shot. Not a shot. Not a
all
shot.
Right. Not a shot. All right, I'm gonna go with Snickers.
Yeah. Good play.
All right, I'm gonna take. Let's go Twix, and let's go Kit Kat.
Yeah.
The Kit Kat's a good one. I don't understand how more people don't like Kit Kat. I think they're tremendous.
Kit Kat's awesome. FP hates nice Kit Kat. Me and him always debate about that.
That's right? That's a terrible take from a guy who doesn't really know his food to begin with. So,
whoa, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take a shot at FP, but his choices are not good. All right.
FP led me to that frozen yogurt shop, though. He's
got
some
last night. That thing was amazing.
See, but I would love you to let me know. I love that stuff. Like, knowing that I gave you a good recommendation.
It was. I don't think I'll go back to Carvel.
It's unbelievable.
Fat-free,
really?
Fat-free, dairy-free.
Reese's, did you get the Reese's fat-free one?
Yeah, but I mix it with the Budge brownie and their hot sauce.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Or hot Budge sauce or whatever. For my next pick, I'm going to go Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Sour Patch Kids always hit with those little packages. I love those.
Okay. So give me. Give me Skittles. And give me peanut M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. That's the correct M&M play. I'm telling you right 100%. Now, regular M&Ms are just not it.
Also,
they're
too,
not
you know
it.
What's good? Like M&M, the pretzel M&Ms.
Very
or,
good.
Peanut
very
butter.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
But
very
I
good.
Agree. The regular M&M, forget about it.
It's just no good.
Yeah. Over
it's just
to you,
not
Pete.
Good.
All right. I am going to go with.
I'm hoping we get some like a bizarre Canadian candy. I'm really hoping for it.
Me too.
At some point. It doesn't have to be now, but
he showed me some bangers.
I'm gonna go with the Hershey's.
A regular Hershey chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Mikey did not like that.
What's wrong with that?
It's in my top three worst.
Hershey's. Is it really? I don't mind.
I don't like a plain Hershey. Like, you know those little tiny plain Hershey chocolate bar just doesn't
like
do
the
it.
Milk
now,
chocolate?
The cream, the cookies and cream bar.
That's fine.
That's a nice
but
bar.
I don't think they do those in Halloween style.
Yeah, I think the Hershey's is a common play.
Okay.
I think it's very, I don't know.
Tell you what, I'm going to take nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger. I'm going to take Butterfinger.
See, I think that's
three.
Overrated.
No, I love a Butterfinger, man. Love a good Butterfinger. And then I'm going to go with Bob took Skittles. Good play by Bob. Fucker. Do I want to do that? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take Starburst.
God damn, that's a good
I had
play.
That on my next one.
Yeah, fucking A, Mikey.
Sorry, Robert, but I wanted Skittles. You took
yeah,
that from me.
It's good. It's good. Good play.
Joseph?
Like I'll go Crunch list. Crunch Bar.
Crunch, bunch of crunch?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I'm going to lose again, man. This is unbelievable. The
Why are you saying that?
Because I'm not telling you. The two
you got a great list
not it.
Right now, Mikey.
When you can go back to back, it makes a big difference. You can take a chance.
Two holes tough.
Two holes very hard, man.
I'd like Tracker to find out, and I'm sure he will if I ask how many times anyone has won. What is the win total for someone picking out of the two hole? I'd be very curious to see.
Oh,
that.
Tracker! If you ask Tracker,
Tracker
will
do
deliver.
It. Oh, he'll have it. He'll have it in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
guy's got Excel spreadsheets. He's
Tracker will come in hot, man.
Yeah, I'll
it's
tell
been
you
a long
what.
Episode, by the way.
What?
It's been a long episode.
Yeah, it
great,
has.
Great episode. This is a great episode.
Tell you what, though, bro, it's starting to get really weird.
What, the list?
Yeah, it's gonna get into the deep. All right. Give me Twizzlers.
Okay.
And give me.
God, I hope he doesn't pick it. I got one in mind. I really hope he don't take it.
This is tough.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Hard.
Yeah, it gets hard
it is.
Now.
It is. I have mine lined up. I think it's a good finisher, but I don't know if it's going to make it.
Twizzlers, and then give me... I want the Tootsie Pop. Give me the Tootsie Pop, like those lollipops. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Tootsie Pop.
The Tootsie Pop.
Or aren't those
the Tootsie Roll?
No, not the Tootsie Roll, the Tootsie Pop. Isn't there
Pop?
Okay, maybe that's not a thing. All right, I'll change.
Wait, I'm gonna look. Hold on. No, Tootsie Pop is no. That's it's a lollipop. That's a lollipop. The Tootsie.
Yeah,
Pop.
That's the one he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, the committee's gonna have to go to action here, I think.
With the Tootsie Pop?
No, with my pick. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll just get my pick out of the way. It's going to be another loser. I'll go ahead and... It's so fucking devastating. What do I got? Sour Patch Kids, Snickers, Hershey's, Crunch.
You got Crunch Bar, Hershey's Chocolate, Sour Patch Kids.
I know. I'm wondering, do I go candy or another chocolate? Give me the Haribo gummy bears.
I don't think your list is that bad, Joe.
It's not going to win. I'm telling you, I'm on a streak. Like, you know, like Mikey said, when you're cold, you just can't buy a dub.
I don't think that list is that bad. I really don't.
No, it's not that bad. Now Joe had said it. This is what I wanted. I want to pick Blow Pops. That's what I wanted to pick
That's
the Blow
fine.
Pop with the bubble gum. Is
What's
that okay?
That?
I didn't even know if Bob was going to push back because he had a lollipop.
Was that the pick that you wanted all along?
I wanted Blow Pop, not Tootsie.
Yeah, I knew
of the Blow Pops. I just, yeah.
So okay, I'm
let's
good
hear
to
the
go.
List.
Am I here with the Blow Pop?
Okay. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah,
it's okay. Totally
okay.
Different.
Okay.
Committee's been good, by the way. If anybody's
committee's
questioning
been
committee.
Very strong. Committee's
coming back.
The committee's coming out. There was a time where is there a game on right now, D, that you're watching?
Oh, 100%.
No, I just saw it though. I haven't watched the whole time.
The committee had times where we were awful, but I do think lately committee's been pretty
committee's
good.
Been
we bounced
strong.
Back with
yeah,
a lot of vengeance.
Strong.
Good
All
for
right.
us too.
Yeah, good for the committee, really.
You could
right,
have just
here,
pulled.
Here's the list. Top five Halloween candies. Bob has the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Skittles, Peanut M&Ms, Twizzlers, Tootsie Pop. Very strong list.
The first three are incredible.
Are great.
The last two, the Tootsie Roll. And
I'm not a Twizzler guy.
Twizzler. But I will say, if it's based on the first three, Bob is dominant. But
read my list one more time, Mikey.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Skittles, peanut M&Ms, Twizzlers, and the Tootsie Pop.
The end, it kind of tails off.
Yeah, yeah.
Joseph has Snickers, which I think is probably the number one bar. Sour Patch Kids, Hershey's Plain Chocolate Bar, Crunch Bar, and Gummy Bears. I think
that's okay, actually.
It's fine. The list is fine. It's not.
I just did not like your reaction to the Hershey's. It made me.
I don't like
the
plain chocolate
bar.
It's a personal thing.
It's a very common thing, though. Like when you see that on the list
of the Halloween candies, like of the chocolates after Kit Kat and Snickers, the one I see the most, other than Milky Way, and I'm not really a Milky Way guy.
Milky
Way
is a waste of time.
Is the Hershey's? The Hershey's, I see it a lot, and it's very common.
Mikey, now yours.
I have Twix, Kit Kat, Butterfinger, Starburst, and Blow Pops.
That's pretty good too.
It's gonna be close this week. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be close.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I still want to come last again. I don't want to come last.
That was an awesome episode. Nice, long, awesome episode. Please make sure you subscribe. Shout out to Dom with yet another
that
big dub.
Awesome.
He's 2-0 on the series against me. We love you. Appreciate you. That's another edition. Bob to the Berlin Dump Show. Buck.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.